It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. And use of force by police gets scrutiny before the Supreme Court today. Justices will hear the case of Los Angeles v. Mendez. And here's a quick review of the facts. Back in 2010, two L.A. sheriff's deputies entered a backyard wooden shack. They didn't knock, and they didn't have a warrant. Inside were two people, Angel Mendez and his then-girlfriend, Jennifer Lynn Garcia. Now, when the police entered, Mendez went for a BB gun. Officers in return fired off 16 rounds that severely injured the couple. Now, no one questions that the officers were legally justified in firing since Mendez reached for that BB gun. But he has a Second Amendment right to have that weapon. So can the cops escape accountability if they shouldn't have been there without a warrant in the first place? Ryan Lockman is a civil rights attorney at Mark B. Frost & Associates in Philadelphia, and he writes for the Lock Law blog. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So did we get the key facts of the case right here?
Yes. I mean, essentially, the big issue in this case is whether law enforcement officers can be held liable when they reasonably used force on a citizen, but nonetheless unreasonably created the scenario which necessitated the use of force in the first place.
And so that suggests that there's a tension here, right, between the Second Amendment, which is Mr. Mendez's right to have a gun under the Second Amendment and the Heller ruling, and the Fourth Amendment, unreasonable search and seizure, which is the cops can't come knocking or entering, I should say, without a knock and without a warrant. They shouldn't have been there.
Sure. So just as a bit of background, there's this excessive force claim, and then there's also the, you know, warrantless search Fourth Amendment claim as well. And that's where the Second Amendment issues are implicated. So one of the legal frameworks that's almost been agreed upon by the parties is that officers and public officials can be held liable for the proximate cause of their constitutional violation. And so here, Mr. Mendez was living in the shack, you know, with permission of the landowner. He's lying in bed holding a BB gun that he happened to have just to ward off rats and pests. And, you know, when he hears the officers who don't announce themselves, you know, and he hears them coming up to the shack, he begins to sit up. And that's all he did. The officers come in and they see the gun and they shoot him. And obviously, as you indicated, that use of force in the moment was justified according to the lower court. The issue there is Mr. Mendez did nothing wrong, and both sides acknowledge that. And that's where the Second Amendment comes in, because all Mr. Mendez was doing was engaging in core Second Amendment protected activity. He had a gun in his home. That's it. So are we really not going to find, is the court really not going to find for Mr. Mendez and Ms. Garcia when they did absolutely nothing wrong, and when this was all caused by the officer's Fourth Amendment violation in the first place?
So it's really hard to sue police for this kind of liability when they use force in almost every state in this country. Could this ruling lead to a situation where, yes, the police can be sued for liability for this?
Yeah, so the framework that they're advancing is this proximate cause analysis, and it's funny. Justice Alito, when he was a circuit court judge, advocated a framework that said, basically, if you proximately cause the harm with an earlier violation, you can be liable, but not if there's a superseding cause. So the issue here is whether Mr. Mendez's conduct was superseding cause, and that's going to be a tough issue for the court to sort out.
All right. L.A. v. Mendez in front of the Supreme Court today. Tension between constitutional rights. Ryan Lockman of the Lock Law blog. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.